And I know that you're going to start us with a meditation today. And mm-hmm. I would like to invite in Marianne, because we have already held her in prayer. And yes. Now I'd like to invite her in to hold us in prayer with her glorious voice to prepare us for your meditation and your unexpected income message. And then I'll see you on the flip side.
Sounds great. Yes.
All right. Thanks, honey.
David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You say I took the name in vain. Well, I don't even know the name, but if I did, well, really, what's it to ya? There's a blaze of light in every word. It doesn't matter what you heard. The holy or the broken. Hallelujah. 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 My best, it wasn't much. I couldn't feel, so I tried to touch. I told the truth, I didn't come to fool ya. And even though it all went wrong, I'll stand before the Lord of Song with nothing on my tongue but hallelujah.
So now we come into this time knowing there is one energy, one presence, one love. As you move into this time of meditation, I invite you to breathe deeply now. Just take two or three really deep breaths, knowing there's no rush. That as you breathe, wherever you are, God is. As you breathe, the one presence, the one power that is all good, all love, all abundance, is sourcing you now with life itself. That even as you breathe, God is breathing you But there is no separation between you and all that is. So just affirm that as you breathe, you are connecting with Source, one presence, one power, God, the good omnipotence. This is your true self. This is who you really are. And there is no separation between you and God. So as you breathe, just place your attention in your heart, knowing that as you rest in this place, that you're connected, that you're loved, that you are supported by the universe. As you rest in this place, I invite you to bring to mind anything in your life that is a struggle right now. It doesn't matter if it's a physical illness, if it is a financial difficulty, or just relational with somebody you love or a person at work. Just allow yourself to bring that to mind, knowing that you're safe, you're protected, you're loved, you're supported. And then as you visualize the situation, just say from your heart to the situation, I send you love. I send you love. Your mind won't understand it, but your soul knows. I send you love. Know that the universe extends the love from your heart to this situation, knowing that the universe is always working on your behalf. You are supported 100%. And whatever the mind is fighting. So right now we claim for you and with you, divine order is prevailing in my life. Divine order is a reality in my mind, body, and soul. And all is truly well. I live in an abundant universe, and all is truly well. So now in this time of rest and meditation, I invite you just to give thanks for a few moments for all the spiritual support you are receiving, even in this very moment. And now for this time to remember that we are loved, we are supported, we are blessed, we are so grateful. So will you say with me, I am so grateful. I am so blessed. Let's say this together. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. And so it is. Amen. Well, friends, you are 100% supported by the universe. I am knowing this with you. I am affirming this with you. And as I say it for you, I'm also remembering it for me. I want you to say now, wherever you are, I don't care if you're in a taxi on the subway or at home in your jammies, to say, I am 100% supported by the universe. Say that. I am 100% supported by the universe. Friends, we want to remember this because in our world today, we are so bombarded with images. And I was just at a workshop yesterday where I realized we have between 15 and 300 thoughts per minute. And a big reason for that is, our brain's always trying to figure everything out, but we're bombarded with images and ideas about ourselves that are simply based in falsehood. So as much as we love that we can join together on this computer to worship and join on our phones, the issue is most of the messages we're getting for our lives are from the outside world. So when we gather together on Sunday morning, what we're seeking to do is to remember to live from our truth. And that is, you are 100% supported by the universe. The universe, God has never left you. You have never been alone. You have never been not provided for. The universe is always working on your behalf. The universe is always working on your behalf. Now you say, well, how can that be? Sometimes life happens. And I'm saying, I know. And we love to talk about how we are powerful co-creators. Well, I want you to remember, you're not a powerful co-controller, because there are things that happen in life that we don't consciously bring forward. But what we want to remember is that everything that comes forward for us, everything that comes forward for us is about moving our soul forward. In other words, everything that's happening is the quickest way to change your consciousness. Now, today, what we're going to talk about is a program called Unexpected Income. And this is one of the ways you get to powerfully co-create. So I want you to say with me, I am a powerful co-creator. Say that with me. I am a powerful co-creator. I am. I can make choices that help my life and my world be better. Now, years ago, when I first heard of Unexpected Income, believe it or not, I was a ministerial student and I had never heard of it before. I had only been in Unity about a year when I applied for ministerial school, and I was just so excited about being a powerful co-creator that I was just taking in all these Unity messages, and I was tithing and I was meditating every day, twice a day, for half an hour. And I had this wonderful minister. We were at a really large church. It was called Unity of Overland Park in Overland Park, Kansas. And our minister told us about this thing called unexpected income. Well, I was in school and I was just soaking everything in. So I don't think I consciously took it in super big, but I took in an awareness that, like, oh, you mean the universe is working on my behalf? You mean I should expect the unexpected? Like, should I really expect good to happen? Right? So it took me a little bit to begin to believe that the universe really had something in mind for me that was good. You know, that I didn't have to struggle. I didn't have to suffer. I didn't have to, you know, beg and plead, but that in fact, the universe is wired to support me. So I said, well, there must be ways that I'm not aligning myself with good. So now I want to describe to you the situation I was in at this time, because I was in ministerial school and I was working full time at the church as the director of youth ministry, and I was directing the choir as well. So I did have a position. But what happened as I started school is a few of my hours went down, you know, because I just couldn't work as much time. And so I had a loss of income. Well, I don't know, friends, if you've ever been in a place where you've lost income and your bills go up at the same time. So I think that's why unexpected income, I went, okay. So the universe might have something good for me. So anyway, we also got this piece of paper that had these several affirmations we could do. Well, I started doing them. And by the way, if you do my workshop on Saturday, I'm going to give you that piece of paper, because it's really fun every day to just say, I say yes to unexpected income. And there's a series of about 20 affirmations to do every day. And I'm a real fan of affirmations because it just helps us condition our consciousness to receive good, right? So it aligns us with the truth of the universe when we affirm from the highest level. So anyway, I was tithing already. I was forgiving, doing a lot of forgiveness work. And I went into school one day at Unity Village, and we had these long desks that we sat at. And they weren't like regular school desks. That's why I'm describing it to you. There'd be two or three of us at these long tables. Anyway, so I went to the spot I usually sat, and there was a little pack of seeds on my desk. And on the back, it said seed money, and somebody had tucked a $10 bill in there. Well, because I'd really been focusing on, you know, my tithing work, and I was very conscious of my finances at that point. When I saw that packet of seeds that said seed money, I instantly got the idea, oh my goodness, this is to build my ministry. This has something to do really with my ministry. And I immediately like took the money. I said this little prayer. It was like the prayer of a child. It was thinking back. It was so sweet. I said, God, I know this money is a gift from you. I know that there's something for me to do. So please guide me. I'm feeling this is to create my ministry. Send me a sign so I know. And I let it go, you know. Well, I had a little commute from school to work to home and all of that. So right after, so this is the same day now, I went home and I checked my mailbox. I was going to let out my dog and do all those home things that you do. So between school and work, I just went home, let out my dog, checked my mailbox. And there in the mailbox was an envelope. And the return address said Unity. Listen to this now. Unity of Anderson. And I said, okay, God, you have my attention. You have my attention. And I opened it up and I couldn't believe it. There was a check in there for $120. Well, see, when I got the $10 earlier that day after that prayer, I immediately went into ego and thought, oh no, I can't open a bank account with $10. You know, you have to have at least $50 to open a bank account. So I said, okay, I'm letting it go. I don't know. So I go home. There's that check, $120. Not only that, there was a letter that said they were going to be tithing to me for the next 2 years because I just started ministerial school. Now, then I went over to work and I checked my mailbox. And in my mailbox at the office at Unity of Overland Park was a check from another ministry. And this was from a minister I'd supported like 2 years before. And suddenly this day, a check came. So I was pretty bowled over by the universe by this point, as you would imagine. I also learned during that same week now. So keep track of this. I had my $10. I was guided to set up an account by saying, God, I want to sign. Then I received a check for $120, which was enough to open the account. So I was real grateful for that. I should say after every check, I did a big thank you, God dance. You know, I was so grateful. And then I got to church, another check. I think that one was for $200. And then that same week, I found out that Unity of Overland Park, even though I had to take a pay cut, that they had a policy of tithing to all of their ministerial students, $500 a month. So what was so amazing in the week where I more was going out and less was coming in, all of a sudden the scales switched. And I was amazed. What was so amazing in the last few weeks as I thought about this original money, what I was able to do is I was able to go to the bank that at the end of that week, and I opened an account called Unexpected Income. That account was able to pay for all of my schooling, so I had no loans. That account paid for all of my books and all of my travel related to ministry. So I was consistent with using that money for a spiritual purpose. And you know what? What started as that little account with $10 plus $120 plus $200 plus the $500 I received every month, that has now become my charitable corporation. That charitable corporation funds my podcast that is in over 80 countries and has over 200,000 downloads worldwide. So I'm here to tell you, friends, we are 100% supported by the universe when we align with principle. So the basic principle, or the basic idea, I should say, of unexpected income is that for many people in Unity, when we talk about tithing, because Unity, it was the original prosperity teachers. But for some of us to hear, you know, talk of tithing and giving 10% of all we earn to our spiritual community, that just seems like too much and we're not ready to do it. Well, the idea of unexpected income is whatever I receive unexpected, I will tithe to my spiritual community. I will tithe to my place of spiritual food. And so, and we're going to talk in depth in the workshop about this, but really, this is not an agreement between you and your spiritual community. It's really an agreement between you and God. And what we know is that anytime we give, we are aligning ourselves with the universe. And here's a scripture I want to read to you. It's from Luke chapter 6, and it's verse 38. And it says, "Give, and it will be given you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Give, and it will be given to you." In other words, anytime you open a space to receive, you will receive. Anytime you give, you're opening a space. And, you know, we've learned from some of the greatest teachers in the world. We've learned from Jesus's teaching that anytime you give, you're going to receive. You know, we know from our teachers in India that it is the law of karma, also known as the law of cause and effect, also known as the law of circulation. Anytime you give, you're making a space to receive. Charles Fillmore, I wanted to read this to you. Charles Fillmore said it this way. Charles Fillmore said, "By giving, you are creating a vacuum, and the universe abhors a vacuum and will work to fill it." That's Unity's co-founder, Charles Fillmore. So Ernest Holmes from Religious Science also said, "The universe abhors a vacuum." Well, in Florida, we get to experience this at the beach often. You know, if you go to the beach and you dig in the sand, what happens? Well, sand and water fill it right back up. Right? When I go in my backyard and I weed, 3 days later, there's weeds where I just weeded. How is that possible? The universe abhors a vacuum. So what I've learned in my financial life is that when I create a space, the universe then can come in and fill it, right? So if you were thinking this in terms of steps, step one would be realizing and remembering the universe abhors a vacuum. Right? The universe is never inactive, and the universe is always working on our behalf. So if we create a space, the universe is going to come in and fill it. And so the second step, and I know I'm going a little over time, I probably have to stop with this second step, and we'll do the next five steps in the workshop. But step two is make a space to receive with spiritual intention, meaning if you are affirming for yourself unexpected income, I want you to have a holy purpose for that money. Because I've discovered when you have a holy purpose, the money shows up. The money shows up. This trip I'm on right now, I'm actually in Phoenix, Arizona at the moment. And I learned that my mentor, my former mentor I'd worked with for many years, was giving her very last workshop. And I was guided to come. And as soon as I made the decision to come, the money came. And I bought my ticket, and here we are. Even a place to stay was completely provided, the space I'm standing in right now. So when we make a space to receive with spiritual intention, the universe always provides. The universe always provides. So for you, you might say, well, what is the holy use for my money? Well, it could be any number of things. It might be to provide for the needs of your family. It might be to start a foundation. It might be to support your child or a family member. But the spiritual teaching of unexpected income is not just about amassing money. It's about recognizing and being in the flow and saying yes to doing your part to giving back out to the universe when you receive. It's about remembering the universe abhors a vacuum. And anytime you make a space, the universe is going to fill it, especially when you make a space to receive with spiritual intention. When you make a space to receive with a holy use for that money, the universe will provide for you. Because I want you to remember, friends, you were 100% supported by the universe. You are so loved and so adored that the universe is always waiting on us to align with these higher spiritual truths. So what's so amazing about all the truths, the seven steps you're going to learn as we go through the workshop, is that they will apply to any manifestation. Because when we align with the good that is, the universe has to provide. So just know that if you can't attend the workshop, I totally understand, but I would love to see you. It is next Saturday at 10 a.m. and I will be at home in Orlando giving you that workshop. And I'm going to continue to lift you in my prayers. I'm going to remember all the healing needs at Unity of New York as well that were mentioned at the beginning. And I'm especially grateful to Marie Ann for providing her gifts this morning. So let's join together for a prayer as we end this time of spiritual message. So please join me as we pray. Knowing, dear God, that there is always enough. We are so grateful. We are so blessed to be recipients of the good that you have for us. We know that you love us. We know we are 100% supported. So we expect the unexpected in the form of good, in the form of money, into our lives. And we know that as we receive, it is so important that we give to our spiritual community and be a gift to our world. So our prayer is always to make our lives a place of spirituality and peace, and to be a greater giver to life and into the world. So for our time together today, we are so grateful. We are so blessed. And together we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I hope you'll say that with me together. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is.